nearest and dearest fellowship. So shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. While we are here, the Lord is with us. And when we're called away, we are with Him. There is no dividing the saint from his Savior. They are one, and they always must be one. Jesus cannot be without his own people, for he would be a head without a body. Whether caught up into the air, or resting in paradise, or sojourning here, we are with Jesus. And who shall separate us from him? What a joy is this! Our supreme honor, rest, comfort, delight is to be with the Lord. We cannot conceive of anything which can surpass or even equal this divine society. By holy fellowship, we must be with Him in His humiliation, rejection, and travail. And then we shall be with Him in His glory. Before long, we shall be with Him in His rest and in His royalty, in His expectation and in His manifestation. We shall fare as He fares, and triumph as He triumphs. O my Lord, if I am to be forever with Thee, I have a destiny incomparable. I will not envy an archangel. To be forever with the Lord is my idea of heaven at its best, not the harps of gold, nor the crowns unfading, nor the light unclouded is glory to me, but Jesus, Jesus Himself, and myself forever with Him in nearest and dearest fellowship.